I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And we began this afternoon with that horrible news out of Farmingdale, where we've got a 9-year-old dead after a crash on the southern state. And the way he died would just rip your heart out. You've been hearing cops say they were just trying to stop his mama driving the wrong way on the southern state early in the morning, and they say she floored it. You can probably already guess what happened next, folks. 1010 Winds reporter Sophia Hall leading our broadcast on this Thursday with a story that makes you just think about your children.
State Police Major Stephen Udis says it was a traumatic, severe crash that killed a 9-year-old boy from Centerport.
The 9-year-old boy was the rear seat passenger in the vehicle that was traveling in the wrong direction, and it was his mother that was operating that vehicle.
This happened on the Southern State Parkway. The 32-year-old mother was accused of crashing into three other vehicles at exit 42.
The engine of the wrong-way driving vehicle was thrown from that vehicle into the woods.
A sheriff's deputy's lights and sirens blaring attempted to stop the mother before the crash, but she sped up instead. The mother is in the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The three other drivers also suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In East Farmingdale, Long Island.
And that baby is gone, just like that. I don't even know if they've told her yet. They are not releasing any names, folks. The investigation into the accident continues. Hang on to your Apple phones and other products, folks. We've got a one-man wrecking crew going around snatching anything he can find with an Apple logo, apparently. It's up to 4 incidents so far. The latest was Saturday near 5th Avenue and West 40th. A victim walking along when a guy snatched her iPhone 15 Pro Max right out of her hands and jumped on a train. She wasn't hurt. But he's been at it since August the 9th when a similar incident happened near 5th and West 37th. So generally, it's that area that he's working. You can see a picture of Mr. Apple on our website. If you recognize him, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The NYC DOT is installing 4 EV stations, which can charge most electric vehicles with an 80% charge in about 20 minutes an hour. Yeah, there will be one on White Plains Road near the municipal field, where 2 charging stations will be ready by November, it says here. And then another station will be put up in Bensonhurst at the municipal field, should be ready by January 2025. A couple of stations there as well. The new charging stations will support the administration's Green Rides initiative. The DOT says with more New Yorkers transitioning to electric vehicles, it's time for us to figure out ways to meet the need. The charging stations will be open to the public. A star-studded appeal today to save a little park in Lolita, which happens to be the same place where the city wants to put up some apartments.
I have never been here.
Neither has the mayor.
And what do you think he would see when he got here?
All the reason to preserve it.
That's Joseph Reaver, director of the Elizabeth Street Garden, waging a battle for this public oasis filled with trees, hydrangeas, hibiscus, benches. It's been a years-long legal fight. The city plans to post an eviction notice next month.
And all the while ignoring multiple alternative sites for affordable housing in this district, some right around the corner.
Reaver says there are more actions they can take as Robert De Niro, Martin Scorsese, Patti Smith, and school children have mounted a letter-writing campaign to keep the garden open. In Little Italy, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Also today, a bit of accessibility progress at the 14th Street 6th Avenue subway station. The MTA opening the doors on 3 new elevators at the Chelsea station.
We watched as the elevator doors opened and people with their wheelchairs got on to head down to the subway. The L train, Uptown F&M are now fully accessible here on 14th Street. MTA Chair Jenna Lieber says this is just the beginning of a much larger project.
This MTA is determined to make our stations, 472 of them, universally accessible so all New Yorkers can enjoy the benefits of this amazing system.
Carmelo Arroyo, the MTA's chair accessibility officer, says these elevators play a vital role in getting around the city.
This is the only transfer between these 3 different subway lines in Lower Manhattan.
6 more elevators are on track to open by the end of the year at subway stations across the city. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Greenwich Village.
Yeah, the MTA says a $250 million check from the Fed helped make the new features possible. Chairman Jan Lieber mentioned Senators Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries by name as facilitators.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.